So we start a new year. You all start a new year. That's what happened. 2020, a new decade even. And I thought, what a better way to start it than to ponder, what would we do as resolutions? Like, what are the promises we're going to make to ourselves as to how we're going to live? So what Shamar and I are going to show you today is going inside of a person's head and hearing those voices as to what in the world we can do to make ourselves better, to improve upon ourselves. So Shamar is going to play a man, and I'm going to play his conscience. So we'll see what happens when a man's New Year's resolution is confronted by his conscience.
Well, well, well. A new year has begun. What should I do to improve myself this year? Last year, I tried to lose weight, but failed, obviously. After all, they just put in a new Krispy Kreme donut shop. I had to support the new business. I wouldn't want the economy to fail just because I didn't do my part. I did work on my basketball skills. Since I have built my basketball skills, what should my New Year's resolution be for this year?
Maybe you could work on who you are spiritually.
You know, I saw something on Facebook about what I need to do in order to be a better me in 2020. Where was that now? Oh, the first name, which for mine is S. And there is your answer. Wait, what? Oh, okay. First letter of your last name, which is C. And the first letter of your first name, which is S. Now, my last name is Carrington, so obviously my last name starts with C. And my first name is Shamar, so it starts with S. And there is your answer as to what to do to better yourself in 2020. C. S. What is CS that doesn't make sense? Clear sense or clear spring? Should I drink from the clear spring in clear spring?
How to better yourself is found right in front of you.
What was that? Did I hear something?
How to better yourself is right in front of you.
What is this? Who are you?
I'm your conscience.
My what?
I'm your conscience. I am empowered by the Holy Spirit to guide you, so that you can make spiritually powerful decisions as to how to better yourself and thus serve God.
My conscience? I have one?
Shamar, all humans have a conscience. Some have developed theirs better than others, and some have ignored their conscience.
I can build up my conscience? How?
That's what spiritual resolutions are all about. Developing who you are as a person so that you can be the person God created you to be, and then impact the people that God surrounded you with.
I can do all this by developing my conscience. I can help myself. I can help others. Just by developing my conscience? Oh, wow, I didn't know. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, actually, I called out to your heart on numerous occasions, and yet you didn't listen.
Really? When?
Well, there was a time when you got in trouble for being out too late, and you lied to your parents about where you were. It was me telling you not to stay out late. It was me who said you should share the truth once you got caught.
Really? That was you? I heard it, but thought I am not going to ruin my fun just to obey my parents. And I thought that they would never find out, so I gave trouble for myself.
I was the one who tried to help you to avoid trouble in the first place. But you weren't listening. You were distracted.
I was? By what? Sorry. I need to check this message.
I was distracted.
Yes. things of this world.
Yes.
That is why I couldn't hear you. I was distracted by the things of this world. That sounds like a Bible verse that I heard in church recently. I can't seem to remember because...
You were distracted?
That is true. I was distracted by what I would be doing after church was over. And I couldn't focus on what God was saying to tell me through the Bible verse.
Do you want to know what the verse was?
Yes, please. What did the verse say?
So it comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, and verses 12 and 13. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of humans, but born of God.
But what does that mean?
Well, you see, on the day that the pastor read the message...
I know, I wasn't listening. I heard it ding on my phone and was wondering the whole time, who is sending me a message? What? Well, what did the pastor say about the message?
So my job as your conscience is to be here to guide you so that you can make the most important and life-changing decision of your life to receive him and believe in him. The him mentioned in the passage.
Who is the him?
Well, this is where you get an opportunity, Shamar, to use something else that God gave you, your brain. The him is the one who is in the beginning with God and is God. The him is the word who became flesh and lived among us. The him that you are to believe in is...
That is no doubt that this is Jesus.
Yes. This is the most important relationship you could ever have.
Relationship? I always thought of Jesus as something that we talk about in church, not a relationship.
You see, Jesus isn't someone from the distant past that we worship when convenient. Jesus is a living person now. He's living because he rose from the grave. He's more alive than you or I or anyone other human because he broke the bonds of death. And he will live forever. And Jesus wants a relationship with you.
A relationship? How do I do that? Oh, wait. That is what you were trying to tell me at the beginning. That I can improve myself spiritually, but how can I do this?
Well, that's what I was trying to tell you when you were looking for a New Year's resolution. Many people, like, try to improve themselves in a physical way for the New Year. Like, they try and lose weight. Or in a mental way, like, they're going to read more books. But you, as a human, all humans, were meant to experience life in the four ways God has given to us. Physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
Four ways? I never thought of it that way.
That's what Jesus meant when he said, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, and with all your soul.
So what can I do to improve myself by improving my relationship with Jesus and God, of course?
So you need to make your spiritual improvement a priority.
I go to church.
All the time?
Well, not all the time. I admit that I am tired. I sleep in. And, well, then the big game's on. I need to get ready.
So, one of the ways you improve yourself is to make worship a priority. To make it the priority of your week. Come ready to meet the living God by coming to a place where God is a priority, which is church.
Wow! I didn't think that coming to church was so needed for my soul improvement. Or that would mean Jesus here.
It is stated in the Bible that whenever two or more are gathered in the name of Jesus, that he will be there among them. And of course, church is all about the gathering in the name of Jesus.
Is there anything else that I can do to improve myself spiritually?
Well, actually, Shamar, when you come, come ready to learn, and then come ready to grow.
What does that mean?
So come expecting to find something that will improve you. Listen to the scripture. Listen to the pastor. Listen to the prayers. And when you go to Sunday school and you go to Bible study and youth group, allow yourselves to listen and to be immersed in that experience in such a way that when I speak to you, when my voice speaks to you, you'll hear it. And you'll hear how we can go deeper in worship.
Good. All I need to do is come to church ready to listen.
Well, actually, what you do outside of church prepares you for the worship experience.
Like what?
Well, we need to pray. We're called to pray and talk to God all the time. And the more you talk to God, the more likely you are to hear what God has to say. And then give of yourself in a powerful way by being kind to other people. And don't let other people, don't let them make you something you're not.
What does that mean?
Well, see, so if someone does something cruel to you, don't respond in the same cruel way that they were to you. Because when you do that, you become like them. And then we slowly lose this relationship that we're trying to strengthen with Jesus. So if someone's mean to you, be kind to them. Do as Jesus would. If someone hurts you, pray for them. This way, you're improving yourself, and you're making a positive impact in this world today.
I never thought of that by New Year's resolution could make a difference with others or with our relationship with Jesus. You should have been a great deal. I will start tomorrow.
I'm glad you're listening in a deeper way, Shamar, but may I say that tomorrow never comes? If you want to make change, start today. Start now. And if you fail, you're human, there's a good chance you will, but if you fail, resolve to start again. And this is, by the way, why God gave you forgiveness. So that we can start again and again, over and over, going deeper in our relationship with Jesus.
This is great. I will start today. Jesus helped me to grow in love with you and with God. Jesus helped me to learn from others and from your scriptures. And Jesus will help me that when I fail, to get back up and start all over again, to improve myself in you.
What a great prayer.
That was a prayer?
Yes. It was a prayer that honored God. It is written, after all, "Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled."
Join our hearts in prayer. Dear God, I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity to share my conscience. And I'd like to thank you for leaving the old me in 2019 and making me come back up stronger, more better, more resilient in 2020. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.